The Birds. Chapter 1. The Birds are agitated. Cornwall is a beautiful part of England, with lots of green hills and lovely beaches. But strange events sometimes happen, even in the loveliest parts of nature. Autumn had been quite warm. There were still leaves on the trees, and the fields were green. Nat Hocken, a young married farmer with two small children, worked 3 days a week at Mr. Trigg's farm near the sea. Nat was a solitary man and liked to work alone. He was very happy when he had to repair a building or a gate at the end of the peninsula, where the sea surrounded the farmland. Then he would sit and eat his lunch, watching the birds. Autumn was the best time for this, because the birds that had not yet flown to warmer countries often came to the peninsula. They flew and circled in the air for hours, only stopping from time to time to eat. But in spring, those birds flew inland and rarely stopped, concentrating on their journey. Nat watched the black and white land birds, and the seabirds too. In the bay, they were waiting for the tide. They had more patience than the land birds, and when the tide was low, they looked for food. They circled in the sky for hours, as if they had to use all their energy before the winter came. But this autumn was different. The birds seemed very agitated. Nat mentioned it to Mr. Trigg, the farmer.
"Yes, I've noticed it too," agreed the farmer. "There are more birds than usual, and they're not afraid of anything. Yesterday, I was driving the tractor, and a couple of seagulls flew so close that I thought they would knock my hat from my head. It'll be a hard, cold winter. Maybe that's why the birds are agitated."
That night, the 3rd of December 1920, the wind changed overnight and it suddenly became winter. Nat woke up at 2 a.m. and heard a strong wind in the chimney. This was not the gentle southwest wind that brought rain, but a strong east wind, cold and dry. Nat pulled the blanket around himself and his wife. He could hear the sea in the bay nearby. He felt anxious, although he didn't know why. Suddenly, he heard something tapping on his bedroom window. It went on for a few minutes, and finally, Nat got irritated and went to see what it was. He opened the window. Something touched his hand and pecked his fingers. Then he saw the movement of wings and it was gone over the roof. "It was probably a bird looking for shelter from the wind," he thought. But when he went back to bed, he saw blood on his hand. "Poor frightened bird," he thought. "It didn't know what it was doing." A short time later, the tap-tapping started again, more forcefully this time. Nat's wife, Helen, woke up.
"Please fix the window, Nat," she said. "It's keeping me awake."
"I've already tried," Nat replied. "It's a bird trying to get in. Can't you hear the wind? It's blowing from the east, and the birds are looking for shelter."
"Send it away, Nat," she said. "I can't sleep with that noise."
Nat went to the window again and opened it, but this time there were 6 birds sitting on the windowsill. They flew straight into his face, attacking him. He shouted, trying to get them away from his face and hitting at them. First one bird, then the others flew away
and he closed the window.
"They attacked me," he said to Helen in shock. "They tried to peck my eyes. It was horrible."